Time now to produce a pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Coach, walk the listeners through the process of those conversations on the headsets from the press box down to the sidelines of when they happened and how it happened, of the decision of going for two.
Well, the decision to go for two was made, honestly, at the beginning of the third quarter, or at the end of the third quarter. Once we scored to make it 37-30, I went to bags. It was probably about 8 or 9 minutes to go. I'm like, hey, we score, we're going to win this thing, and we're going to go. And it didn't matter. I didn't really care when we scored, we were going to go for two regardless. If you watch the NDSU game versus Iowa, they went for it, and they stopped, and we're still able to come back down and kick the field goal at the end. I thought the defense was really struggling, obviously, in the third quarter. So I was like, we got to score points. And then we kind of bucked it back up and got it going and played well again in the fourth. So it was something I won't change. Everybody's like, would you change the call? I'm like, no, I just wish the fluky deal wouldn't happen where he kind of knocked the ball out with his knee.
Some may say that Juwan Richard cost you the game, but anyone who knows the game of football knows that isn't the case.
Not even close.
Yeah. How has the team, though, and the coaching staff tried to pick him back up?
It's pretty simple. After the game, I addressed it really immediately afterwards. It was more of the fact that there's 120 other plays that probably could have won or cost us a game. I look at special teams. Not that they were terrible, but we had an opportunity to pin them inside the, you know, inside their 10. They did it. We did not, which flipped some field positions. So they did a good job. We didn't execute, you know, missed an extra point. Just things of that nature on special teams, we could have done a little bit better. And then obviously tackling on defense was atrocious in the third quarter. Couldn't start out any worse. You know, give up a big play. Then we get a turnover. They scored. They had all the momentum. And it, I'm just really proud of the kids, though. You look at the course of that game, we felt like we were in control in the first half. Things got away from us massively in the third, and then we kind of got back to normal, and the offense was able to do stuff. The defense was good. Our special teams in the fourth quarters were really, really good. So they bounced back and got in a position to win the game. And I tell you what, I think if we ran that play 100 times, I think he scores probably 98 of them, and unfortunately the 2% there got us.
Do the positives outweigh the negatives of a loss?
No. You want blunt answer is no, but you want to win those games. And as I told the kids, this is really the mentality of go and play anybody. Don't matter the records. Let's go. We're capable of beating anybody. But it was a tough one to swallow because we felt that, you know, we were pretty even matched going in. And I don't think if they're number 12 in the country, I would say we're 12.5. I think we're right there. But I think if we play those guys again, use the analogy of 100, I think it'd be a 50-50 split. I think we're a pretty even match team. But winning or losing the game, obviously we got a lot to correct to move on.
Fans had to enjoy themselves sitting there watching that game. As a coach, can you ever live in the moment and enjoy it?
You know, it's kind of a blur at times. I've said this to some of my other players in the past. It's just like the games are enjoyable, but they go by so fast. And the monotony of the week at times, they go so slow, especially those night games. You sit around forever. But that's what you work for, you know, for 365 days a year to get to those moments. And it was a great college football game. And I'm glad that we were a part of it. I think we learned a lot from it. And hopefully next time we're in that situation, we'll win.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Had a bunch of injuries throughout the game. Where are you at right now on the injury front?
It's a great question. I think we'll be good on the offensive side of the ball. I think defensively we'll have some guys that'll be out. I would say the question marks are the Olszewski brothers at corner. In a perfect world, I would say we'd shelf both of them this week. They're both rehabbing. They'll be game time decisions, but we'll see. It's the nice part is we're deep in the secondary. So I think other than those two, I think we'll be okay.
Talk about a contrast in styles from one week to the next. How do you completely shift gears with what you're doing defensively?
Well, first off, this is football. I love playing triple option. I wish we could schedule five of them a year. You know, it goes back to just being fundamentally sound and doing the things. And I love it because when I was in college, this is what I faced every day. So I enjoy the style of offense, and it can, I know from a personal background, is that this offense can be dangerous. It's a, you know, one mistake and it's a touchdown type of deal. And really a lot of people are doing it out of different formations. It's really what Sioux Falls was doing, but just obviously spreading it out and do it out of empty and different formation sets. But they are under center, 4-point stance, getting off the ball. So to me, this is good old fashioned football, like a flashback to the 60s and 70s. I love it.
Who has to be more fundamentally sound against option, D-end or outside backer?
I think it's both. We'll switch. You know, the game plan is always to make the quarterback think, and it's a quick decision for him. So give him a lot of different looks with the D-ends, outside backers, inside backers, and how we insert the safety. So we're going to throw the whole kitchen sink at him and make him hopefully think a little bit and confuse. They're young up front, so I think we have an advantage with our D-line, and hopefully we can get those guys rolling.
They've made no secrets about it. The reason they're running triple option is they need to keep their defense off the field. How does your offense be productive in a relatively short amount of time?
Just keep doing what they're doing. I don't think it's going to change the mindset. And we've talked about, well, hey, do we need to extend drives? No, score points. I think that's the deal in college football. So they're going to out time of possession, that's for sure. I know that going in the week, but it can't be 45-15 or something crazy. It needs to be, you know, 35-25. I can live with that. They milk the clock down. They're going to – it's not the amount of plays in other games. You know, when you're getting 110 plays against you, that wears you down. But they're going to be in the 60s and 70s. It's kind of like what we used to do when we were running power football, control the clock, play good defense, and they just haven't been able to consistently put the drives together and hit a few big plays. But tell you what, I mean, the Southwest game, they were leading in the third quarter, and everybody knows Southwest is a good team. So they kind of opened some eyes in that one, and then they've had a brutal schedule. They've had a tough South opponent group, so I'm sure they're happy to get in the North, and I don't know, maybe not to play us, but to hopefully have some easier games as they go through.
You've scored the bulkier points in the first half. How do you become a better second half team?
We've addressed that too as a staff. We're going to change some things up, the way that we come out at a halftime, and not necessarily the play calls, but hopefully to change the psyche of the group. We're going to come out, you'll see us out earlier in halftime and doing our basically the same thing we do pregame and just go through our stretch and warm up, hit a little bit more, which we've never really done in the past. I don't know why it's been an issue. I think maybe it's because we've been leading every game, and you know, kids will be kids, and coaches maybe take a step back a little bit with the intensity. I don't think I do, but we can definitely address. We need to do better because it's been a glaring fact all year.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.